Thank you, Rich. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Allison Arwady. I'm the commissioner at the Chicago Department of Public Health. This morning, the CDC announced confirmation of the second case of novel coronavirus in the U.S. and the first in Illinois. The patient is a Chicago resident, and my team at the Chicago Department of Public Health is working in close coordination with the CDC, the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Cook County Department of Public Health, and many other partners at the local, state, and national level to ensure a coordinated response. I particularly want to thank Mayor Lightfoot and her office, who have been in constant communication and fully engaged in supporting our collaborative efforts to keep the public safe and informed. I will tell you some more about the patient in a minute, but I want to start by stating clearly that this is a single travel-associated case, not a local emergency. We obviously take emerging viruses very seriously, and there are still many unanswered questions about this novel virus. But I can reassure you that even with this Chicago case, the health risk to the general public from novel coronavirus remains low at this time, both nationally and in Chicago. Chicago has been building its public health preparedness systems for years, and we have a solid response plan in place. There is no need for the general public to change their behavior in any way based on this news. The patient is a woman in her 60s. Most importantly, I'm pleased to report that she is clinically doing well and is in stable condition. She traveled to Wuhan, China in late December and returned to the U.S. on January 13th. A few days after arriving home, the patient began to feel unwell. She called ahead to alert her doctor to her illness, rather than just presenting to a clinic or emergency department. This is exactly what any potentially ill returning traveler from Wuhan should do: call ahead and seek medical care. This patient's doctor's office appropriately asked about travel history and quickly put a mask on the patient, helping limit the potential risk of spreading infection. Her doctor then referred her directly to a hospital with infection control capabilities for further workup. Again, this is exactly what we've been educating local healthcare providers to do. Ask about travel history and reach out to your local public health department to discuss any ill patients with recent travel to Wuhan, China. Hospital staff then placed her in the appropriate setting for infection control, performed a full clinical workup, including ruling out more common viruses like influenza, and worked with public health to arrange testing for novel coronavirus at CDC. The patient is clinically doing well. She is currently in stable condition and remains hospitalized primarily for infection control. While we will be following her course closely, the patient's story so far highlights the way public health messaging and awareness are working locally, as well as the importance of coordination and awareness in the clinical setting. The patient has been very helpful as we've been gathering information about her contacts in recent days. She was not symptomatic when flying. And based on what we know now about this virus, our concern for transmission before symptoms develop is low. So that is reassuring. She has limited close contacts, all of whom are currently well and who will be monitored closely for symptoms. We will also be monitoring the healthcare workers who have cared for and continue to care for this patient. Since returning from China, the patient has had very limited movement outside her home. Now that this test is positive, we will continue to collect and confirm even more information about her activities and contacts. But we know already, for example, that she has not taken public transportation. She has not attended any large gatherings. And actually, to our best knowledge at this point, she has not had extended close contact with anyone outside her home since returning from China and prior to admission to the healthcare system. So this is all very reassuring in terms of infection risk to the general public, which again remains low nationally and locally. Anytime a new virus emerges, we are reminded of how small our world is and of how critical it is to invest in building strong public health systems. I want to thank the federal, state, and many local partners who have worked together and prepared not just to respond to this case, but over many years to ensure the Chicago area is well prepared to respond to emerging infectious diseases. I'd now like to hand it over to Dr. Jennifer Layden, the Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist at the Illinois Department of Public Health.
You're listening to live coverage of a city news conference on this after the first case of the coronavirus found in the city of Chicago, a patient who had flown in from China.
A-R-W-A-D-Y.
She's spelling her name now for the reporters that are writing it down.
And this is Allison Arwady, the Commissioner of Department of Public Health. And now we go to the second.
Thank you, Allison. Hi, my name is Jen Layden. I'm the Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist for the Illinois Department of Public Health. Yes, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Layden, L-A-Y-D-E-N. I would like to start by thanking our governor, Governor Pritzker, state leadership, and IDPH's director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, as well as the Chicago Department of Public Health, other local health departments in Illinois, healthcare partners across the state, and the CDC for the coordinated and collaborative work on this rapidly evolving situation. It is because of the diligent work by healthcare professionals that we were able to identify this confirmed travel-associated case of the novel coronavirus quickly, while also taking measures to prevent others from being exposed. IDPH has been closely monitoring this international outbreak and began proactively preparing in the event the outbreak expanded. We began providing CDC guidance, resources, and recommendations to local health departments, hospitals, and clinicians across the state, and developed a dedicated web page with resources for the public and health partners. We have sent several health alerts and updates to local health departments, clinicians, and hospitals across the state, and held a webinar for local health departments this week, which had over 200 participants, and a webinar for clinicians and hospitals, which had over 500 participants. We will continue with frequent, scheduled communication with local health departments, clinical partners, and other key state partners. Coordination between the hospital, local, and state health department allowed specimens to be shipped and tested at the CDC quickly. This coordination between providers, hospitals, and public health is critical for our continued effort to best respond and reduce further transmission. The Illinois Department of Public Health will continue to partner with the CDC and has invited a CDC team out to our state to assist with this investigation. IDPH is ready to bring testing online to our state labs once the test is available from the CDC. We will continue to communicate and coordinate with our local health departments and numerous clinical partners as we respond to this evolving situation.